This is one of the humorous tales written by Dr. Tian Ao in his book titled Burmese Folk Tales. And the title of this tale is The Great King Eats Chef. The great king, with only one attendant, went incognito stroll in his city. He stopped to watch an old woman pounding paddy. The chef, which the old woman threw away after her pounding, smelt very sweet, and the king was seized with an overmastering desire to eat it. He walked on for a few yards, and then ordered his attendant to go back and bring some of the chef, as he wanted to eat it. The attendant was shocked and protested that it was a disgraceful thing for a great king to eat chef, which was food fit only for cows and pigs. But the king refused to see reason, so the chef had to be fetched, and the king ate it with relish. Then the great king said to the attendant, "If you tell about this to anyone, off goes your head." When the attendant reached home, he was seized with an itch to tell. He tried to eat, he tried to sleep, and he tried to sing, but to no purpose. The itch to tell remained. "If only I could whisper it out," he thought. 2 or 3 days passed, and the attendant became ill and haggard. But the itch to tell still tortured him. At last, unable to bear it any longer, he rushed out of his house in search of a secluded spot where he could whisper out what he wanted to say, without anybody hearing him. He rowed himself in a boat to mid-river, but he thought the fisherman could hear him. He went to the cemetery, but he thought the grave diggers would hear him. In the end, he went to the forest and, putting his head in the hollow of a big tree, whispered fervently, "The great king eats chaff. The great king eats chaff." He felt better after that and returned home. Many months later, as the big palace drum, which announced the hours to the people, was becoming too old to remain serviceable for long, a new drum has to be ordered. The drum makers went to the forest and cut down a big tree to use its wood for the new drum. It happened that the tree they cut down was the very tree in the hollow of which the attendant had whispered out his secret. At last, the new drum was ready. It was a beautiful thing. The drum makers looked at it, the people looked at it, and the palace officials looked at it, and the great king looked at it, and all were satisfied. With great ceremony, and before a huge crowd of people, the new drum was installed. But when the drum was beaten, it did not say boom, boom, as is usual with all drums, but said instead, "The great king eats chaff. The great king eats chaff."